Good morning. You can feel the electricity in the air. Yes, indeed. It's time for Tech Talk as we get techie with it here. It is 7:31 and we're at 24 degrees. Might be snowing where you are, might not be snowing where you are. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But I tell you what, we've got our gurus in with us. Charles and Charles, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good.
Gurus from wherever, I don't know, but we're here.
Yeah, from the hills somewhere.
From the hills somewhere, exactly. We don't...
I don't know. The Netherlands doesn't have any hills, though, so...
The Osage Hills, maybe.
We never really claim to be gurus. We just do what we do, yeah.
Yeah, we just dig a little deeper than some.
Yeah. You know, this has been an interesting ride. I brought up a topic today that I thought we'd talk about, and you're welcome to jump in anytime as customers, you know, or listeners, if you want to jump in, you can bring up comments that you'd like to, too. But we're on the last phases, Charles. Starting in February, they start shutting down antennas for the 3G. And so 3G goes away. You know, it's kind of a sad thing when you think about it because it was pretty big. I remember when 3G first came out, you know. There's not going to be too many people affected because a lot of people have already left 3G, but there's a lot of old school phones out there. Some people that just never wanted to upgrade will find out next month that they can no longer make phone calls or texts.
Can't connect to those
towers.
It
goes away.
Yep, it disappears. Well, I've got a 5G phone, so I feel pretty safe.
For right now.
Yeah.
But February's the shutdown month. You know, I've already had some of the carriers contacting me because I do repairs. That, you know, our antennas will be shutting down. So if you get people coming in and they cannot, they're trying to deflect all the thing that's going to happen to them when they shut down all the people coming. So they're letting all the repair places know, you know, please let these people know. But in February, this will be happening. You know, before we had 3G, it was called the B3G, which was before 3G. And it only allowed texting and talk. That's it. You couldn't do anything else with it. And then when 3G rolled around, that kind of was it was the cellular broadband. It just kind of brought us all into this realm where, you know, you can actually bring down an uploaded website. You know, before with the old 3G, before it actually really kicked off to 3G, the B3G they called it, you could stream a little bit of content, but it would take forever to get to your phone. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When you'd sit there, watch the little circle, and it was just struggling to get one website to come up. So if you were like a Google guy Yahoo, and you just wanted to look at a Yahoo news message, it would take 10 minutes to load up one story.
Oh, my.
You know, and that was the original 3G. Do you remember that?
Yep, I do.
I mean, it takes you back. But yep. It was time and time ago, I mean, that this actually came up. And then 3G rolled around. The heavens opened, and all the wireless began to happen. You could actually send documents, websites you could open up. It was still like going through a drive-through at McDonald's. It was semi-fast, but, you know, it was at least getting you there. And then with that invent of 3G, you know, we started to see bigger TVs, Wi-Fi happening with TVs. 3G brought in a lot of stuff. It was actually kind of cool to see how it initiated. And then we jumped into 4G.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when 4G was really, really a kicker. That's when things like your business and my business really increased. Because now it opened up the whole world to this net. You know, it got everybody involved. And then we started the big texting and, I mean, it started up
just
everything.
Full internet, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it works good. It's LTE, 4G was the thing.
I'm kind of paying tribute to that old 3G because, you know, you got to stop and think about all the things. I wrote some things down that, you know, we had speedy mobile service. We had apps that let you actually find out where you were, location services enacted. That came with 3G. We could actually say goodbye-bye to Garmin. We could say goodbye-bye to TomTom because all your phones now had cellular, they had GPS, and they had that Wi-Fi capability. So there was a lot happening with just 3G.
I still miss that Garmin lady recalculating.
Yeah, recalculated. Yeah, we. But you know, all that stuff started to go away. Remember, everybody used to carry around handheld Garmin devices that went hunting and did some of these things. And I mean, they were kind of archaic at that, at best. But you know, truckers still use some of these old TomToms and whatnot for mapping. But really, your Google Maps are so much more efficient now. I mean, they've got updated roads and traffic. I mean, you think about all the things you see in travel. It'll tell you when there's road construction ahead, when there's an accident ahead. Yeah. I mean, they didn't have those with the old GPSs.
Yeah, it's very live, very current. So that real time, you know, really kicked in.
It really did kick in. And it all started with 3G. I mean, that's where everything started to come. Then we moved into 4G, which is, it was a lot faster. 4G gave us a much smoother internet, much smoother response time for opening up those doors to, you know, what we have today with Facebook and Twitter and all these things. You know, that's all part of the 4G networks. It made it just super fast. We're in real-time world events, real-time things happening. But, you know, starting next month, all that changes for the old school. All the people that didn't want to make that upgrade. You know, the old Kindles, they fall under the 3G. The original Kindles will no longer work. So they're already offering. I noticed this with Kindle, that you can actually go and get a new Kindle as a trade-in. They'll take a trade-in to defer some of the costs because they're going to be without internet service at all.
There are a lot of people that still have their first Kindle. I do know that.
Mm-hmm. 3G goes away. It will not function under 3G.
Yeah, I think mine is about 6 or 7 years old, so I'm going to have to see how it holds up, see if it makes this transition or not.
Yeah, but you won't be able to at all stream, text, call, nothing.
Well, maybe not over the LTE network, you know, but the Wi-Fi at your home still works.
But most Kindle people take theirs on the road.
Yeah, but I don't know. I never use the cell service on.
Yeah, you used always Wi-Fi.
It's always Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Whenever you're in a motel or whatever. But there's a lot of people that come in still wondering why, you know, I've got a new SIM card and this card's not working. Uh-huh. I can't get any of my books. I mean, there's a lot of people still use it. So it's going to affect a lot.
Yeah.
You know, but people like, you know, the Amazon with the Kindles, they're going to be working with everybody to get an upgrade. I think they're going to, you know, give out some of those to defer some of that cost, because there's going to be a lot of issues with people that are really into these old books, and it's usually older generation. They like the books. They read a lot.
But and you, so yeah, yeah, but usually they're downloaded. You know, once you download them and have them on your device, you don't need a connection, because that's what I do. And the new thing now is movies. You know, you just download the movies so you can watch it on the plane, and you don't need any internet.
Exactly, and books.
Yeah,
you download your books, and
and
I know that you like to read a lot, because you're always telling me about a book you read. So all that going with you, you know, with the 5G now, or the 4G, it's so much faster. You can download these books just in a moment.
Right.
But the old 3G, it would take forever to download a book.
Right. Yeah, the main thing I've liked about my 5G is before, you know, you'd load an app and says, well, there's no Wi-Fi connection. You know, even with, you know, when everything else is working. Mm-hmm. But with the 5G, you have internet all the time.
You do.
Yeah.
So that works good. I really like the transition for myself. So, yeah, it's going to take over. I mean, it'll just be so much more convenient.
Yeah, and a lot of the reason for the shutdown of the 3G, just so everybody knows why they're doing it, is to free up space for the 5G network. Mm-hmm. They have no more antenna space. You know, you can only rent so many pieces of property to put your antennas. And they have to phase out the old guy. They have to say, okay, you started us off. You got us going. But, you know, now we're moving up to the new stuff. You know, they're kind of trying to do what we're doing with real world energy issues the same way. Okay, we want to do away with all this oil and production of all that. Throw it away and come up with these new machines that are going to stand up and provide wind turbines. But, you know, all this stuff comes at a cost. We're losing an old historic method of getting online. It's kind of a heart thing for me, because I remember when 3G first came out, how excited I was. I mean, I was jumping up and down. I was really motivated to get into this 3G network and be able to pull down one website. You know, you could just actually now go and do the things. But think what you could do with 4G as we've had it. I mean, ordering. Look at Amazon. Look at eBay. Look at all these places that just took off with this new network. You know, so 5G coming, I hope it has more to offer. But we got all of our starts from that 3G.
Mm-hmm.
It was really kind of a neat thing.
And for your tower needs, please contact KCD Towers.
Yes. Yes.
I mean it. Okay, it is 7:41. We're going to be right back after this time out. 1 minute.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Join us weekday mornings for One-on-One with a Professional on K1 AM 1400, 95.1, and 93.3 FM. Tune in at 9:30, the second and fourth Monday for City Matters. First and third Mondays at 9:30, Bartlesville Health and Rehab will be in. Tuesdays at 9:30, tune in with Dr. Carrie Williams from Med Club Bartlesville for Health Talk. The first Wednesday at 9:30, Green Country Village Senior Living Community will talk about senior living. Join OKM Music on the first Wednesday day of the month at 9:45 for entertainment info. On the first Wednesday of the month at 9:45, Regent Bank will be in. On the second Wednesday at 9:45, go one-on-one with Dewey City Manager Kevin Treese. Join K1 Car Talk with Dungeon's Family of Autos every Thursday morning at 9:45. Fridays at 9:45, join us for Brew and Buzz with Thad Dillback. Keep informed with One-on-One with a Professional exclusively on K1.
And welcome back to our Tech Talk program with Charles Miller, Charles Ball. Gentlemen, take us away.
That was a good point you made during the break there, talking about antennas. You know, are we going to have to build more antennas? But what they're saying to me and what I read, they're not going to rebuild new antennas. They're going to take the old 3G antennas, rebuild those antennas, add the new service to those to free up that space for 5G, because right now they're limited. They only have so many towers,
mm-hmm.
and property is the issue. They cannot buy any more property for these antennas. There's just not any more available. I mean, guys don't want to give up their land. You know, they're not going to mm-hmm. want these antennas, unsightly things on their property. So they're rebuilding the ones that they have. That's why they're going to phase out the 3G to make room for the 5G. But one of the things you had mentioned, you know, was talking about, you know, what are we going to do? But that's what Elon Musk and all them are doing. They're trying to get those 40,000 satellites running.
Yeah, sending out internet everywhere.
Yeah, and then those will supply, I guess, the 5G throughout the entire planet, is what his objective is mm-hmm. to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if 40,000 satellites is enough.
That's a lot of stuff floating around.
It is. But you can see them. There's usually six of them. You can see them spaced apart. So when you see six lights.
Yeah.
You know, they got that low orbit, and they'll just be
moving. That's their link, yeah.
Yeah, so six of them at a time. And you wait a while, and then there's some more. Yeah, that's a lot of satellites. I don't know how many he has out there now, but his goal is to get his 40,000 up there for phase one.
Well, he said by the end of 2023,
they
would have everything up there. Yeah, everything will be up there by then. But he's hoping to do it before then, but that's his goal, is the end of 2023 to have everything up.
Well, he's got to keep the UFOs away from us. Then we won't have a place to go.
Well
get in.
And, you know, the space program. Think of all the space program, and everything has to change now. They've got to really watch. I mean, 40,000 of those things running around the globe is going to be pretty scary.
Well, there's a lot of stuff there actually in that lower orbit. So, because, like, the space station itself, you know, they've mm-hmm. had to... They have to move it periodically because there's stuff coming, and they have to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, that's going to be more common now. So who's going to be the traffic cop? Well.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
NASA. And, you know, we didn't let China in on the space station program, so now they have their own. You know, they shot theirs mm-hmm. up here not too long ago to put their new one up there.
Yeah.
Mm. So, you know, they've got a whole independent program that's separate from our space program. So there's no, and we don't hear about that because, you know, they're going to be pretty close-lipped about that.
Oh, yeah.
Just like them landing on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah.
You know, we just think about Pink Floyd when we.
Yeah.
But, you know, they actually are there. And what are they doing up there?
Who knows? Yeah. Yeah, but China's been there. So, I mean, they're there. A lot of things, you know, have happened this last year that are noteworthy. I mean, big stuff that's happened, you know.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is one of, I mean, he's really done a lot. When you stop and think of space travel for an average, just a person, somebody that's not a NASA trained, I mean, these are guys that are businessmen that have goals and achievements to create, and they're up there in space already. You know, that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got an engineer. You know, he's a serious engineer with money.
Yeah.
Lots of money.
But, you know, he sold all of his homes. The only thing he has right now that he's living in, I found this out the other day, is a $30,000 tiny home.
Yeah.
Is what he's living in.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, he's not living in a big home. He's living in that $30,000 home so that
he's never home anyway.
Yeah, but this way he can at least put his money towards, he's trying to dump all the monies that he has into what he's trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Speaking of, and what was it last month or so, is Apple is the first $3 trillion company.
Woo.
Wow.
$3 trillion.
That's a lot of apples.
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
Well, yeah.
And they're phasing out the iPhone. Yeah.
Yeah, they're phasing out all the old dogs. You got to get the expensive ones now.
Oh, no. So we had a caller call in, and they wanted to know what is the difference between 4G and 5G? Is there a huge difference? Is there a small difference? What's the difference at all?
5G is significantly faster.
Significantly faster, yeah.
Yeah. And they have different towers. The towers aren't really up high. They're actually lower.
Sure, yeah. And that's why, again, they're rebuilding the ones that they had for the 3G. You're going to see these new devices that go on the lower end of the spectrum on there. It's a different type of antenna. They've already got them in a lot of areas. Like up by my house, they've got a big tower. You can see the new 5G development on that tower, and it's really cool. It's really cool to see how they've designed it. A lot of people were scared about, you know, radiation, what all these things are going to do for the human, you know, for us as humans, you know, in our health and everything. So there's been a lot of opponents, you know, people that are fighting against, you know, this thing coming in there. So we're going to have to see what happens. But, you know, 5G is on its way.
Yeah, definitely. Well, speed-wise, you know, people thought they were doing great when they get like 30 or 40 meg downloads. Mm-hmm. But the 5G, it's getting like 250 meg.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Big difference.
Huge.
Oh, huge.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, and mine's worked well. You know, I've got one of those T-Mobile gateways that I've used in different spots, just kind of testing out the... You know how well it works in the areas where there is no internet. So it's definitely going to fill a void.
We've got a phone call, so let's go ahead and take it. Good morning, welcome to Tech Talk. You're on the air with Charles and Charles.
Yes, good morning. What is the difference between 4LTE and 5G, please?
Well, the LTE basically means it's a cell service signal. You know, like 5G, it's still LTE, but it's like a modem, like a cable modem kind of thing. But the 5G is just a new generation of, you know, the transmission. So it's got a different frequency. It'll go a lot faster, and it'll have it's going to take over the coverage.
Well, you need a new phone between the 4 and the 5G?
Yeah, the 5G phone just came out about a year and a half ago.
They're just now out. So all your newer phones, your newer iPhones, your newer Samsung phones are all set up for 5G.
Yeah, so if you bought a phone this year or this last year, probably 50% chance you got a 5G phone.
Yes.
I went from a 5-year-old flip phone to an upgrade with Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
And what they upgraded it to with a promotional was a 4LTE.
Uh-huh. Okay, which will still be fine. 5G.
Yeah.
That'll still be fine because the 4G or the 4LTE, the 4G towers, are still going to be in service.
Yeah,
they're not going away, and they're going to be strong. They're going to be fast. But the 5G just gives you a little bit more push.
More.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a bit more push.
But your phone's going to be fine.
It'll be fine.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And you know what? I think we just made someone breathe a big sigh of relief.
Yes, you know, a lot of people are, that's why I wanted to bring this up, because coming next month, there's going to be a lot of frustrated people that are older that do have the flip phones. She upgraded from the flip phone, but there's a lot that still have them. You don't know how many I see in a week's time that come in. Do you carry batteries for these? You know that phone's going away next month. No? Yeah, don't go buy a battery, because your phone's going to be obsolete next month. I'm sorry to tell you that. But the 3G is going away. It's on its way out, you know?
Wow. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Tech Talk after this one-minute timeout.
It's that time of year again when Old Man Winter is rearing his ugly head. Be sure your furnace is ready for winter. Carbon monoxide is odorless and deadly. Call Ernest Heat and Air at 918-335-3057. Be safe, not sorry. That's Ernest Heat and Air in Bartlesville, 918-335-3057. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
If you're looking for auto repair done the right way, then look no further. Race Automotive has you covered. In today's world, there are so many parts of the automotive business that raise a lot of questions. Am I being treated right? Are they telling me the truth? Is this a reasonable price for the repair? Did they mention something that doesn't even need to be fixed? This is Dave Crawford, and as a repeat customer, I can tell you that Race Automotive are the folks that will answer any concern you may have. Auto repair done the right way, all the way around, full circle. Give them a call at 918-336-7378.
Good morning and welcome back to Tech Talk at 752. And our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. We've got Charles Moll and Charles Miller in the house. Gentlemen, we've been talking about everything from 4G to 5G to 3G to OG Whiz.
Yeah, it's OG Whiz, you know. Some people are going to wake up to OG Whiz next month. But here, it's not going to all happen at once, though, because I think AT&T is the first towers that will go down. Then comes T-Mobile. And here's the thing. They're all doing this in segments, and the reason for that is it's who wants to be first on the market to get the 5G up. AT&T's trying to spring forward to beat everybody else out to get their antennas updated. So that's why a lot of AT&T customers have been experiencing lags in their internet. And they've been calling me saying, you know, my internet's going no service, then service, no service, service. There's something wrong with my phone. No, it's the antennas are going in and out. They're up there updating them now. They're taking down the old 3G network and getting ready to just cut the line. And then they're going to pull those off the poles. But it's happening.
A quick question on behalf of what I know I'm going to get when I get home, my mom. She's got an older phone. Now, and she doesn't use the internet. She doesn't have the internet on the phone. So would this affect her ability to make a solid
3G.
Call?
She's probably 3G.
So she wouldn't be able to make a phone call?
No
then.
Text, no phone calls.
Oh, wow. Okay. I just wanted to make sure about that.
Yeah, it goes away.
Okay.
When they pull those 3G towers down starting next month.
You're done.
You're done. You don't have any coverage. You're going to have. But they've been sending out memos. People have been getting them. If you're an older person that's. And I'm not saying older in a bad way. I'm just saying if you're an elderly person who's got a flip phone and you've been getting this message that your coverage is going to end, come in and see us about a phone. It's not a scam. They're telling you from AT&T or U.S. Cellular or Verizon, get in here and get a new phone because we're going to be shutting your towers down. And they're sending these messages out. People are getting them because they come in and ask me, do I need to change it now? I would just go ahead and get a jump on it before it ends, and then you don't have cell service.
I'm glad we're talking about this because many seasoned citizens do when they see that stuff. They think it's a, you know, somebody scamming them.
Yeah, but it's not a scam.
There is a lot of that going on.
But there
right
is
now.
That too. That's the problem with the real world speed that we have now with the 5G and the 4G is everything's real time. So you don't know what's real anymore. It's all so fast. What is in real time, you don't know if this is a scam or not. It kind of, you have to kind of be educated like we are in some ways to detect.
Yeah, but you know, what do you do when you have a phone? And because I had I got with somebody yesterday afternoon. They said, well, you know, Microsoft called me and you know, when they wanted to charge me $600 to fix my computer, you know, she figured, well, this is a scam. And then so I went over there and found some remote tools in there, so I had to peel out some stuff. And then she was worried about her phones as well, because, you know, the phones are another thing that there's so many apps on there. How do you know what's what? You know, on a computer, you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
You can look at the app list and see, okay, this is fishy. But on a phone, there's so much that comes with the phone.
Yeah.
So that's why I use Malwarebytes on my phone as well as I do on my desktop.
You got to start doing that.
Because now it actually tells me, okay, there's apps that are actually sending out, you know, they have access to this, this, and this. And you know, they don't really tell you unless there's some reason why you have to open something up where it gives you access to, you know, your contacts and your email and all that kind of stuff. And some programs, it doesn't make any sense. What do they need that for? They're just wanting to use you, you know, use you for some other, for their own purposes. Yeah. So that's why it's nice to have a program like this Malwarebytes that you load on your phone, and it basically tells you, well, these are vulnerabilities. They don't need access to this stuff. So I followed the instructions and just shut those guys off that, you know, they don't need access to all my private stuff. So, you know, it kind of locks it down more. So, because you can't manually keep up with it anymore.
Well, you're the guy, you're the computer guy, so you're always dealing with software.
Yeah, it just carried over from the computer side to the phone, but it's nice that I get to use the same software both.
But you know the software more than most people do.
You're familiar with it,
It's so real time. Everything happens so fast that somebody who's not as up to date with software gets caught in the trap. My dad got caught in it last week and gave his credit card number to a company he shouldn't have given it to. And he just didn't know. But he was trying to order something and he ended up giving it. And it flagged all of his banks. It flagged his financial company that he deals with for his taxes. It just scared him to death. But, you know, it just happens. And so just be really beware of all that. But I know we're getting ready to close here in a minute. So I just really quickly wanted to end out my 3G so that we won't talk about this again. But we may have these conversations down the road. But I wanted to look at the three things that the 3G gave us. Number one, working mobile web, location-based apps, and cellular Wi-Fi, all that stuff it gave us, and photo and video sharing and all these fun things. That's what it gave us. Then the takeaways, you know, is what's up next? We got 4G, 5G. It's all coming. So I wrote this last little thing. Thank you, 3G, for paving the road to our new go-anywhere pocket computers and their infinite apps, because we have them now. And the thank you, 4G, for making it bigger and wider with these huge screens and football stadiums and all this stuff. Thank you for all that. We've got screens the size of football fields. And thank you, 5G, for absolutely nothing. All you're doing is just coming on the screen to give us a little more speed, but you're not bringing anything to the table but speed. That's it. So really, we don't know what to thank you for yet, because we haven't crossed that bridge. But I did want to thank you, 3G, as we're sending them out the door. But it was a great time and a great era for 3G.
And Charles, whether you're on the road or in Bartlesville or in flight, where can we find you?
I'm at itvillage.one. And you can get that on your phone as well as your
computer.
And I'm 3G at NBR Electronics, which is right downstairs from KWON radio station, the white building on Frank Phillips.
There you go. With all the satellite dishes. We do the dishes out here. All righty. Thank you guys very much. Really appreciate it. And have yourself a great weekend. Watch the snowflakes. Hopefully they'll just pass on by. Stay tuned. We've got news coming up in just a little bit. And more of your favorite programs right here on your favorite radio stations.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville. K227 CQ Bartlesville. K236 CT Pawhuska.